Hi, I'm Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers in Mesquite.
And James Smith of Dalworth Clean.
I'm Rob Weir with Shades of Green in Frisco.
And Fred Marshall of Advanced Foundation Repair.
You're listening to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Now, once again, here's Neil.
All right, thank you all. And we have several people waiting on the phone, so let me get our Fort Worth Botanic Garden report first, and then we will go directly to phone calls and help people out. And Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, joins us right now. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I appreciate your joining us. We had our landscape school day yesterday, and you know, you guys who work long, hard days educating people, you really earn your money. Do you know that?
Well, that's often the case. Yeah.
It is. Oh, listen, this laid back, yeah. I am so tired. It's good to talk to you. You're going to talk about winter color and classes. Speaking of classes, tell us about them.
Well, and we have all at the garden. First of all, there is winter color, and I love the color in the January garden. It's some of my favorite. Winter jasmine is one of those shrubs that blooms during the winter. In fact, it's blooming at the main entrance to the garden right now. This forms a 3 to 4 foot mounded shrub with arching branches. The stems are square and green, giving the plant an evergreen appearance, even though during the winter the shrub has no leaves on it. But anyway, at this time of the year, 1-inch wide yellow flowers appear before the leaves emerge. They look something like forsythia blossoms. But this is a shrub that does well in sun to part shade. It tolerates poor soil. It's moderately drought resistant. It's a tough, rugged shrub that does well on banks or any place where you want it to cascade.
You don't see it used enough. It's a nice plant.
Exactly.
Yep, I agree. And the other jasminums are also very, very pretty. Italian jasmine is one of my favorite shrubs, and you just never see it in nurseries. Kind of a sad shame. You're going to talk about one that really is commonly sold and with great merit. Little prickly, though. Tell us about it.
Yes, this is leatherleaf mahonia. This is just starting to bloom in the garden. This is an evergreen shrub from China. It has stiff, upright stems with leathery, holly-like leaves that are a blue-green. And then now, this time of the year, spikes of lemon-yellow flowers appear in dense terminal clusters. They're quite showy and even fragrant. You'll always see some bees around them. Eventually, these flowers yield to fruit that is dark grayish-blue and very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
This is a shrub that grows best in part shade to shade. It is moderately drought-resistant. There is a cultivar called Soft Caress that is somewhat new on the market. It forms a mound of soft-textured, non-prickly leaves, 3 to 4 feet tall and 3 feet wide. It also does well in partial shade and survives on low to medium water usage. And again, this time of the year, it's blooming as well, and those flowers will turn into very attractive blue fruits as well.
Do you have that one in the garden?
We do, in the Fuller garden.
Yeah, I've not grown that one. I notice it's not even the same species, so I when that happens, I have ever so gently a little more concern about a plant. I love Belii, Mahonia Belii, the leatherleaf Mahonia. I probably have 30 or 40 of those, and a big advocate of it as a shade plant, just beautiful. They are prickly, the Soft Caress obviously not so much, but they grow like Nandinas. They have very dramatic stems, and you do have to prune them in unusual ways. You don't prune them like you would a normal shrub. Just great plants, and if you want a drama statement in the background, in the shade, boy, this is the one to use. What about the classes?
Well, we have those through TCU Extended Education, and people can sign up for those classes now online. I'll be teaching a couple of them this semester. We have other instructors teaching at the Botanic Garden, and all those courses are listed and described on our website.
Okay, so they're on the Fort Worth Botanic Garden website, or do you go to TCU for that?
Well, you can go to TCU, but they are on the Fort Worth Botanic Garden's website under education, and you can click on education and get a complete listing of all the classes.
What are you going to be?
Online.
Do you recall what you're going to be teaching off the top of your head?
Yes, landscape design, and there's another one coming up in March. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So the answer is yes and no in that order.
I'll remember before I go in there.
Oh, I love it. I hope so. I had a class I taught at El Centro 40 years ago, and I was going to have some sinus surgery on a Wednesday, and my class was to be Tuesday night, and I had told the school I thought that it would need to wait 1 week to start. And I'm playing basketball the night before the sinus surgery, and I get a phone call from El Centro. You have 40 people sitting in this room. Where are you? I said, well, I'm not presentable. So you got to check ahead. Got to know those things. All right, what is the website for the Fort Worth Botanic Garden so that people can find all this information?
It is fwbg.org.
All right. And how do they find you if they want to get in the car and just drive out and see those Mahonias blooming?
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
Okay. And 24-hour information number?
That is 817-871-7686.
Folks, the Fort Worth Botanic Garden is the oldest, the most historic botanic garden in Texas. It's a very large garden, more than 100 acres and a couple dozen individual gardens, 18 to 24, somewhere in there. Wait, is it 17 or 18, something like that? And just a joy to see. Steve, we appreciate you.
Well, thank you.
All right, Steve Huddleston from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by Sunburst Shutters. You might be thinking about replacing your old windows, and if so, let me give you a big old pat on the back and say good decision, because it's almost like redecorating your entire house just to have new window treatments. It's just an amazing transformation. What are you looking for in window treatments? Privacy? They give that. In fact, let me address energy efficiency. And how they're cut and fit to each opening in the home, and that will address privacy at the same time. When Sunburst Shutters comes to your home to measure your windows and give you the estimate, they measure each window, and the polywood shutters are cut to fit window by window by window, so there is hardly any light that gets in. They are more energy efficient than any other shutter that you can buy, and therefore they give you the best privacy. And then when you open them up, because they have 2.5 or 3.5 or 4.5 inch louvers, the bigger the louver, the fewer lines you have, the more visibility you have out into your yard. You can have a beautiful vista into your backyard, into the pool, wherever it is you want to be looking. They're warp-proof, crack-proof, waterproof, termite-proof. They don't crack or split or peel. Color-fast. They are polywood, a man-made product, and they are beautiful. And that is a Neil-made comment. Sunburst Shutters. There is nothing better, and there are no people any nicer. Sunburst Shutters at 214-343-2601. Sure, they have a showroom. It's in an industrial park. If you want to go there, they'll give you directions, but it's better to let them come to your home, bring samples, and measure your windows. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com. That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. First call up this hour is Homer, south of Grosbeck. Homer, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yeah, Neil, good morning. Appreciate your show.
Yes, sir.
I've got a well-established St. Augustine lawn, but right now I'm seeing lots of little mounds of dirt coming up in it, about the size. The mounds of dirt would probably fit in a thimble. And when I've scratched around in there, I'm finding little empty holes where something's molted. Looks kind of like a doodle bug. What could it be?
Oh, I don't know. I see those from time to time, and anything that small I just consider insignificant in my lawn. I have St. Augustine also. There are no earthworm castings. That's not what you're seeing, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Looks like maybe a little peel bug, the little bugs that roll up in a
Yeah, they normally won't do that, but other insects will, and Homer, I got to tell you, after you've invested 25 minutes for a brilliant answer, I'm glad I don't charge people for answers, because you demand your money back. I don't have much to offer other than, you know, it's part of life's aeration cycle. They're just aerating the ground. I'm not sure, but what they may be, little snails or something else of that sort. I don't think it's pill bugs.
All right. It just caused me to track dirt in the house when I walked through it on a heavy dew morning.
I would think that the first nice rain that you have, hopefully Tuesday, would wash those right back in, and you won't have any ongoing problem. That'd be my hope. But do you have that many of them, huh?
Oh, yes. It'll be 50 to 60 of them in a square foot area.
My goodness gracious. I don't know if you ever get on Facebook, but if you do, if you'll go to my page and post a photo to my wall, I'd love to see that, because that may be more than I've seen. I don't see that much. I see one here, one there in my lawn.
And
so it may be something different. I'll try my best to help you. A photo might help on that one.
All right. We appreciate you.
I'm glad you called. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Sharon in Little Elm. Sharon, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Well, I think I severely cut back my Asian jasmine. I transplanted it from the front yard to the backyard, and I think I cut it back too far. I'm not sure. It's the first time I've ever transplanted it. It's about a year, about 10 years old, and it was growing up onto the side of the house in the front and becoming very invasive. So, I moved it to the backyard. It was very large, and I've cut it back to the main stalk, main stems coming out of the ground, about 3 foot.
All right, and then you dug down to where the stems went into the ground and got the root system for each of the plants?
I dug all, there's like 4 major roots, major stems coming out of the ground, and I dug down to a huge root ball and pulled them all out.
I pulled them out?
I left the root ball intact. And dug it out and transplanted.
So you're telling me that 10 years
in the backyard.
Okay, I'm sorry. So you're telling me that 10 years ago you planted only 4 plants, or 4 plants were planted? Whoever did it, just 4 plants?
Well, those were the major ones that were in the ground at the root ball.
I know
that there are some runners that are along the ground that are still in the ground.
Let me just take it from a different direction.
Okay.
If I had a bed of Asian jasmine, and I'm trying to do this in a way that will be coherent.
Okay.
If I had a bed of monkey grass, or if I had a bed of liriope, and if I had another space over there where I needed monkey grass or liriope, I would dig it all out, move it, plant it over there. If I had a bed of Asian jasmine or purple winter creeper or English ivy, these trailing ground covers, not clump forming, but trailing, that I wanted to take out and I needed some more over there, I would go to that nursery down there and buy some and bring it back and plant it. Vining trailing plants don't transplant very well because they get so big and they intertwine so much that frankly, I would have, if I were trying to transplant Asian jasmine, I probably would have cut it back to about 5 inches above the ground. You didn't cut it too much. I'm not sure you cut it enough. And it would be a monumental nightmare to transplant because it is so intertwined one plant to the next. That's the reason I don't think I'd mess with that. So I don't kick yourself too hard. You got better stuff to do today. You know, go volunteer and help somebody and feel good about your day. Don't let this take you down because I don't know that anybody could have succeeded doing that.
Well, it was being very invasive, like I said.
No, I understand that.
In the house when I moved here, and so I've been here 8 years, and
it's a wonderful ground cover.
Cut it back.
Yeah.
But they had it growing up on a lattice trellis up by the front porch, and it was just taking over the porch.
Asian jasmine is a vine. We use it as a ground cover. Most of our trailing ground covers are vines in their natural habitat. And I don't have any problem with what they tried to do. The problem comes in when you let it run amok, as it would be with wisteria or trumpet vine or any other vine. If you let it go too far, then the bad's on you for letting it go too far on them in that case. But transplanting is not, I don't think transplanting is an option. If you only got 4 plants out of it and you spent an hour working, you overextended the effort. I just move on. I doubt that they will survive. And if they do, I can imagine you do after all that work. Let me just sum it up by saying I would trim it back even more because there's so much root damage done when you dig that out. It will come out this spring, and it will come out better if you trim it back even more.
Even more, closer to the ground.
Five or six inches,
The stems on them are almost an inch wide. I mean, they're very large as your thumb.
Asian jasmine?
It's a jasmine plant.
That's not Asian jasmine.
Okay.
That's not Asian jasmine. I've never seen Asian jasmine as big as a pencil in diameter, not even close to a pencil. You may have Carolina jessamine. Something totally unrelated. Now my whole answer, everything I've gone through, we got to know what the patient is. Yeah, my whole answer is now abated. So anyway, I wish I could help you more, but without the plant for sure, I'm stuck. I got to run. I appreciate your call, Sharon. Thank you. All right, Perry and McKinney will be the next call up, and I'm sorry for the delay on that one because I just was answering for a different plant. offer will extend for a short while longer, my 2013 Texas gardening calendar. If you had a single place you could go that would tell you when to plant all the plants that you want to grow in your garden, when should I sow the beans, when should I plant the blackberries, when do I transplant a tree, want a ball and burlap a tree and move it. When do I do that? Or when do I need to worry about grub worms? It's all in this calendar. I spent about a month getting the calendar ready for print. It's the prettiest calendar of the 30 that we have done, my 30th annual, but we are almost out of it. I just called my magazine office and texted and asked them to set aside one box for me instead of two, because I know we're going to need them, and I don't need as many as two boxes. So we are really cutting it tight right now. If you want the calendar, you need to call before 11 o'clock today. There's a good likelihood the phone line will be busy when you call, or you'll get put on hold. Please be patient. It is just that crazy right now with the calendars. We are current. If you've ordered as of before Wednesday, it's already in the mail. Those Thursday, Friday will go in the mail tomorrow. So don't be calling asking that. But here is the offer. It's a one-third savings on the calendar when you buy it with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. Hundreds of bullets of when to do all the important tasks, a beautiful wall calendar, and a one-year subscription to the award-winning magazine, Best Regional Gardening Magazine in the United States. Every word of all of this written just for Texas, and you get all of it for $38.95 plus $3 postage and box charge on the calendar. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, or we'll refund every penny. So don't delay. You delay, you don't get a calendar. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11 today. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-4769.
Here's a phone number you'll want to save, 214-333-0003. That's the number to Advanced Foundation Repair, the leaders in the foundation repair industry. Call Advanced Foundation Repair like I did. The home inspection is thorough, it's free, and it's without obligation. If you do need repairs, they'll be quick and dependable, and their work will be guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Yesterday, Rubles was one of our home landscape school sponsors, and Jackie Peel, their designer, she's really good. She's also one of my screeners. I've known Jackie a long time. Jackie was there on their behalf. She was showing me photos of their new store, which will open in just a couple of weeks, their fourth retail location. But let me back up and tell you about Rubles. You may or may not be familiar with them. Rubles is the place where Dallas and now most of North Texas goes for plants. Michael Rubel began selling bedding plants with a small truck in a very small space at Dallas Farmers Market. One truckload at a time, one customer at a time, and the desire to satisfy every customer earned a reputation that the best plants would be found at Rubles. 28 years later, the entire Rubel family works to expand that reputation for excellence, both in service and in the quality of plants and products. Rubel's grows their own bedding plants at their farm just 7 miles from downtown, and Jackie tells me they have another big farm that they're developing. The plants are as local as you can get and grown for this area. This spring, in just a couple of weeks, Rubel's will be opening their fourth retail location, Rosemead, off the George Bush Turnpike at Rosemead. This location is a new concept. It pairs our full-service garden center with fresh fruit and locally grown vegetables. Their original location, 601 South Pearl Expressway in Dallas. That phone number is 214-744-9100. In Lakewood, it's 7219 East Grand. On Lemon Avenue, at 6630 Lemon Avenue. And the new Rosemead store coming soon at 3646 Rosemead Parkway. Open 8 to 6 every day of the year. It's where Dallas goes to plant for plants. Rubels, Plants of Texas, R-U-I-B-A-L-S, Rubels.com.
You can always find a list of my radio advertisers by going to neilsperry.com, then clicking on Neil on the Radio. You'll find sponsors like the Baylor Regional Medical Center at Plano, Preston Road, and George Bush 190 in Plano. 1-800-4-BAYLOR. And Arborological Services, the Dallas area number 972-442-1524. Tarrant County area 817-849-1160. On the web, arborological.com.
Before you trim trees or start construction that will bring you or your tools within 10 feet of power lines, call Encore at 888-313-6862. Encore Electric Service Delivery. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete your project safely. Don't work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors. You could be seriously injured, even killed, if contact is made. If a tree is making contact with the power line and causing sparking or fire, leave the area immediately and call 911. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. Before you dig, always call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. For more information, go to Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R.com. Your electric service delivery company, Encore.com, O-N-C-O-R. We go to our phone lines, Perry and McKinney. This is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Neil.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm planning a wedding in my backyard in June, and this was suggested last night when they came over by both stepmothers and my fiance. Build the trellis. I know how to build the trellis. I'm not a believer in fast growing, thanks to you, but is there a vine that I could plant now or early spring that might cover that 20-foot arched trellis by June?
Up and over the top, 20 feet?
Well, it's a 20-foot arch. It won't be 20 feet tall.
Okay. 20 feet from ground to ground over the arch?
Exactly.
So it's 10 feet to the center point, plus or minus?
Sure.
So you could plant from both sides, is what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yes.
Well, there are fast-growing vines. You're almost going to have some kind, it'll be an annual vine, that's for sure. And it might be, I don't know how fast hyacinth bean would grow. That's one of the faster-growing vines. That's the purple-leafed bean that has the really pretty purple pods in the fall. It doesn't matter as much. It'll be kind of a dark green with a purple tint to it as it goes up and over in the summertime. That would be one possibility. I'm feeling a little discomfort and uneasy about this because that's awfully fast for something to get that big. But it's also most of the spring and early summer growing season, so I guess it's worth a try. There aren't a lot of annual vines that will do what you want and be really pretty. I'm passing over things like Black-Eyed Susan vine and Cypress vine and Cardinal Climber and Morning Glories. Moonvine might be worth looking into. Because if that doesn't work, then your next best thing is going to be to do some kind of a decoration that the florist would do up and over, and that can be decided closer to game time. If the moon vine doesn't do well for you. Now, it is a morning glory relative. It will germinate in warm soil, so you're looking at April 1st. They bloom at night, and they should be blooming by that time, but that really is touch and go. You're talking about late June, right?
We don't have a date in June yet.
All right. Well, and that's going to determine it completely because early June isn't going to work with that idea.
Well, it would be mid-June to beyond. It wouldn't be the first week of
okay.
June.
All right. Then I think maybe moonvine. I think that's the one I'm going to settle on. I've never been asked this question quite that way. It's a fabulous question. I think moonvine is my recommendation to you. It is Ipomea. It's IPO. Oh, man. Why did I start that? But it's the same genus as Morning Glory. There's an extra vowel in there. Ipomoea, I think it is. And it's actually quite a genus of plants because sweet potatoes fall into it also. I think that's where I'm going to go is to moonvine.
Well, you know, that is perfect. I had called you several months ago when her mother gave me the seeds, but this time I would buy it, of course, in the nursery. And
I don't think you'll find it as a transplant. I think you're going to have to grow it from seed.
Oh, I have to grow it from those seeds. Well, I've got the seeds, and she was hoping she could have white in it. So
a white would work. It blooms at night. It's an evening wedding.
picture. I don't know.
You're the groom, huh? What do you know? What do you know?
Exactly.
I've been there. What do you know? They just tell you when to show up. Okay, why don't you say, here is the recommendation. Go forth and be fruitful. I did my part. I waited on hold for Neil. Now it's up to you guys. Oh, I hope that helps. You know, somebody else may call in with some other ideas, and if so, I'd welcome that. That'd be great.
Well, thank you. I sure appreciate it.
There are white mandevillas. There are white mandevillas that grow quickly and that bloom and hold their flowers for a period of time, for days. That might be better. And you could buy nice big 5-gallon, 3 or 5-gallon size plants at that time. White mandevilla may be a better choice. I hadn't thought about that.
Okay, I've written everything you've said down, so I won't forget.
Well, congratulations and good luck in that order.
All right,
take care, Perry. All right, got to take a break right now, and I'm going to tell you about the fine folks at, you know what I'm going to do first? No, I can do it this way. Norway Irrigation. Norway Irrigation is my buddy Bill Jensen, and I've known him for 43 years now. I know him to be class. I know him to be quality. He will not compromise quality on your sprinkler irrigation system. Why do you want a licensed irrigation contractor? There are several reasons. Number one, you want a quality original installation. If you're putting a new sprinkler system in, this is the company to call. Please call and let them come out and give you a bid. Please, if there's another bid that's a few dollars less, don't just go by price. Compare the quality then of the installation. How deep are the pipes going in the ground? What heads are being used and how closely are they spaced? There are lots of ways for sprinkler irrigation companies to cut costs. Bill refuses to do it. He said, he's told me many times, I'm just not going to compromise. And when it comes to the equipment that he uses Weathermatic. Made locally, he feels it's the best equipment he can put in the ground for you, and that's why a sprinkler system from Norway Irrigation is going to be the best that your money can buy. Norway Irrigation. Now let's talk about why you would call a sprinkler irrigation company to service an existing system, even if it wasn't one they installed. Norway Irrigation has the most carefully trained team of specialists who are diagnosticians on sprinkler systems. They're fabulous. So either way, you get the best with Norway. Either way, it's with Norway. I like that. I've never used that in 20, 30 years now of doing ads. 972-446-3292. Norway Irrigation, 972-446-3292. NorwayIrrigation.com.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
I don't really have any script. That's why I hesitated a moment ago for what I'm about to tell you about, and that is my electronic newsletter, Neil Sperry's eGardens. I don't get to tell you about it in a real ad here very often, but because it comes out this coming Thursday, I thought it might be appropriate for me to discuss it a little bit with you. It is an electronic newsletter that goes out to about 35,000 homes, 35,000 computers, and we would love to have you sign up. It is free. It always will be free. You'll find it to be helpful, useful. We have information from both of the people I asked to help speak at my landscape school yesterday, Stephen Chambly and Jimmy Turner, write for eGardens each issue. And I do a lot of the writing for eGardens, and so do a lot of other people. It's a great electronic newsletter. It comes out at 6 o'clock on Thursdays. We have changed the time up earlier in the evening. 6 o'clock on Thursdays from our computer to yours, and it is free. We will never spam you. Neil Sperry's eGardens comes out the last Thursday of each month. You need to sign up by going to my website, neilsperry.com. You'll still see information about yesterday's landscape school. We'll get that taken down tomorrow. But it's Neil Sperry's eGardens, lower right corner of that page. In fact, at the very lowest right corner, you can see last month's eGardens. It's there on that little thin line. If you click on that, you can see what it looks like. But remember, that's all out of date now. You need to sign up right now for this week. Neil Sperry's eGardens. You spell my name NeilSperry.com. Neil Sperry's eGardens is what you're looking for. It's time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom once again. Hi, Jerry Overton.
Good morning, Neil. 57 degrees, and a tragic fire rages through a Brazilian nightclub overnight. We'll get details after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast, we're looking for mostly cloudy skies, breezy, much warmer conditions today, the high 74. Cloudy and unseasonably mild tonight with a low of 60. Fog and drizzle will be back by tomorrow morning. And then cloudy tomorrow, breezy, warm, and humid with a high of 74. Chance of rain in the forecast Tuesday. We have cloudy skies, 57 degrees at DFW Airport. Now the 24-hour on-time traffic watch from the ClassicChevrolet.com Traffic Center.
And it's busy out on the roadway. 635 westbound at Marsh. All lanes are closed because of construction. Traffic is diverted to the service road. That is scheduled until noon, according to TxDOT. Also, a wreck on the Dallas Tollway northbound at 635, as well as southbound Loop 12 Walton Walker at Singleton. And in Fort Worth, a crash northbound I-35W to the North Freeway at Northeast 28th Street. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
As many as 245 people are now said to have died in a nightclub fire in southern Brazil that happened at the University town of Santa Maria overnight. Another 200-plus have been injured in the fire. The BBC's Gary Duffy is in Sao Paulo.
A terrible mess of a scene. There's still smoldering wreckage, still a lot of confusion, and the fire and the police services still trying to retrieve bodies from the scene.
Officials say many of the victims were trampled to death while others were killed by breathing toxic fumes. Some small law enforcement agencies in Texas say a rising demand for assault weapons and other guns making it difficult for them to buy their own. Austin American Statesman reports police departments in Round Rock, Rolling Wood, and elsewhere seeing month-long delays on tactical rifles. Rolling Wood Chief Dane Pryor tells the newspaper he blames panic buying for the shortage. And residents of Port Said, Egypt, are holding mass burials. Worries about another wave of violent protests could erupt like the ones yesterday, which killed at least 37 and wounded hundreds of others. Angry residents went on the rampage after a court handed down death sentences to almost two dozen local fans involved in a deadly melee at a soccer game last year. Again, looking for a high today of 74. It is 57 degrees. The WBAP 24/7 Newsroom. I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
You never know what you'll learn from Hal and Brian in the BAP Morning News.
We did the show from North Hills Hospital. We spent some time on stroke yesterday at the ER at North Hills Hospital.
Yeah.
Gentleman walks in to the ER.
Mm-hmm.
He tells the ER people, I think I'm having a stroke based on what Hal and Brian talked about. They called it early enough, gave him the TPA, and he's going to be okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Hal and Brian and the BAP Morning News, 5 till 9. News Talk, 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter is free. It comes directly from Neil's computer to your email box. eGardens is informative, fun, and ultra-timely. It's also a way Neil can send out instant alerts of weather warnings to gardeners. He won't spam you, nor will he give or sell your email address to anyone. More than 30,000 people are already subscribing, and you should be too. That's Neil Sperry's eGardens electronic newsletter. Sign up today at neilsperry.com.
Well, we have double covered that one, haven't we? That's good. We need to have you sign up, and we would love to have that. Let me tell you right now about Busy Bees Pest Control. I went back to their booth yesterday as sponsor of our home landscape school, and I told them how grateful I was to have them as a sponsor, and their marketing man, Errol, was also there, and I said the same thing to him. I'm just really proud to stand alongside them. I consider myself to be on a sales team when I am doing ads for a company like Busy Bees. I know you will be. You will be courteously addressed with Busy Bees. I know that the work will be done professionally, responsibly. Leland and Lisa Morris have been in business since 1967. Busy Bees has grown from a small company with three employees to a full-service pest control company. And they have everything that you need. They have licensed technicians, certified applicators, two bed bug detection dogs, and much more. More than 50 employees. Bed bugs are brought in by people, are truly a pest of humans. They are prolific hitchhikers, move easily from place to place, and they have Tracker and Alfie, the bed bug detection dogs, and they can treat your home with their certified bed bug free treatment. This comes with a 90-day guarantee. These folks mean business, and they do business in a really professional way. They provide pest control services to both residential and commercial properties. They handle all forms of pest elimination, ants, termites, bees, bed bugs, to animal trapping and bird control, and so much more. For more information, call them, won't you? 972-416-9404. That's one number, 972-416-9404. The Fort Worth number is 817 817-838-7311. 817-838-7311. The toll-free number, 1-800-INSECTS. How'd they get that? 1-800-INSECTS, or visit them on the web at busybees.com. Oh, wait. While you're typing, it's BIZZYBEES.com. Busy Bees Pest
Control. I'm Steve Hauser of Arborological Services. We're proud to be sponsoring Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. And now, here's Neil.
All right. Thank you, Steve. No need to apologize, Lee. I carried that one on and on. These poor producers of my program never know when is Neil going to quit talking. Bob North of Saginaw. This is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing really well. I'm glad you called. How can I help?
I got two global willows, and last fall, they, I guess, got attacked by boars, and the top of the tree is dying out. Is they worth saving, or what can I do?
Well, the life expectancy of willows, globe willow included, would be 8 years, 7, 8 years, 10 years. If these are older than, the answer is no. And to make you feel better while you feel bad anyway, they're not worth spending any money on, because the cottonwood borer that gets into willows is just so big and impossible to cure, and really pretty hard to prevent. So when we plant willows, we have to know that they're going to have a very short life expectancy. I've seen globe willows that live 15 years, but I've also seen a lot of them that have died at 3 or 4 years.
Well, see, these are about 12 years old.
That's right on target, unfortunately. That's just their life expectancy. It's just like any living being. You think about, okay, what are the five biggest causes of death of peach trees or of any mortal being, and then by the time they get up in years, then those are the things that begin to show up. And cottonwood borers and willows are factory equipment with willows. So
what would be a good tree to replace them with?
Are you looking for a big shade tree or a small accent tree?
Shade tree.
Okay, those are not shade trees normally, and so I didn't know if you wanted something large at maturity. You want a 50-foot tall tree then?
That'll the
7 or 8 best shade trees for our area. These are not things I normally would consider to be replacements for globe willows in size. Would be four of them are oaks: Schumard red oak, live oak, chinkapin oak, and burr oak, and then cedar elm, pecans, Chinese pistachios. Those are my 7 go-to big shade trees for North Texas. And then for people who don't mind a little slower growth, magnolias. And for people who want a big screening evergreen tree, eastern red cedar juniper. So those are the best. Now, those are all large trees at maturity. And the first 7 that I mentioned, oaks and the others, are what I would consider moderate to moderately fast growing trees. They are not as fast as willows, but they also will live 200 years versus 10 or 12 years.
Yeah.
So that's what I would do. And if you wanted something a little smaller, if you want something that's more the size of the globe willow at maturity, then I think you're looking for the highest quality of all, it would be Little Gem Southern Magnolia, but they are not fast growers. You could also use red buds or golden rain trees, things of that sort.
Yeah.
Well, good luck with it, but that's the sad news on willows. They just don't live very long. Bob, I appreciate your call. Tim in Arlington. Oh, you know what, Tim? Let me give the phone number because you're my last call screened up here. I have not given the number for a long time. 800-288-WBAP. Call now, please. 800-288-9227. Tim, this is Neil. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm great. I appreciate the call.
I discovered Mexican heather last year for the very first time and planted it by a space in my front yard by the mailbox. It has always, sunlight's always killed things there because it gets so hot. And the Mexican heather did great. Does it come back, or do I need to replant it?
I've had both experiences. I live in a rural part of Collin County, where it is a little bit colder than the urban heat pocket, and Arlington probably is somewhat a part of that urban heat pocket. I can't tell you. I don't know what the rest of the winter is going to hold.
Okay.
We've had some pretty cold weather already. I would say that it comes back probably half of the time. There are people who have it come back all the time. When it comes back, it's not always exactly uniform. You'll get plants sprouting back out in April that will start, and then you'll have others that will come up a little later. And so I've always preferred to replant it.
I just didn't know whether to dig it out or not. Because
well, trim it off. You can trim it down to an inch or so it's not unsightly, and then just leave it and see what it offers to do. You can probably tell if you get into March and you say, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know if it's going to come back. I want to get something out there. You could probably kind of scratch around with your fingers and see if the stems down at the ground line are brittle or if they're alive and starting to send up sprouts. You could do a little bit of prying at that point. You won't know now, but you could tell in time to replant. But I just trim it off and just wait your time.
Good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. All right. Going back to the phones in just a moment. There's my buddy Ricardo is calling in from Waxahachie. That'll be fun. And in the meanwhile, let me give you the number to my magazine office, because that's where you call for the calendar offer while you still can. 800-752-GROW. When you get an 800 number, don't ever get one with an O in it, because people misdial by putting a zero in your fancy word, G-R-O-W. 800-752-GROW. And if you'll call that number, I'll give it to you numerically in just a moment, you can save one-third on my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar. I think I may have put more time into this calendar than I ever have on a calendar, and I think you'll be very, very happy with it. The thing that makes it so special is that it has all of that information of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. You get all that information, a beautiful calendar, at a one-third savings by buying it today before 11 o'clock with a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens magazine. A lot of people still say, I didn't know you had a magazine, and we've had it for 27 years. We'd love to show it to you. I know you'll be pleased with it, and we'd love to have you as a subscriber. The magazine, the calendar, and all of that information for only $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed to every penny. There is a $3 postage charge on the calendar, and we'll get it in the mail tomorrow. So here is the number for you to call, 1-800-752-GROW. Don't delay, because we have only a few boxes of calendars left. 800-752-GROW. Call before 11, 800-752-4769.
Hi, I'm Joel. I'm a recovering addict. Before Serenity, my life at home was really difficult. I would always fight and argue with my dad. Every other day, my mom was crying. Sometimes I wouldn't be home for weeks, months. I realized that life was not only about using, and that I could be a good person. I didn't go to rehab for just drugs. I went to rehab for attempted suicide. Recovery is two addicts or two alcoholics talking about how to get better. And that's what we have, is we have alcoholics and addicts talking about how to get better, what's made their lives better, and how they can help you. For more information, call Principal Julie at 469-742-7830. On the web, it's serenityhigh.org. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Thank you, Joel. That was one of the most moving 10 minutes I've ever spent with any of the kids that I've interviewed from Serenity High. The emotion that he has in his voice, it's obvious that he's grateful, and he's a friend and a great young man, so good for him. Hope he can keep it on track. That's what you hope for all kids. Oh, you wish them only the best. Dallas Plumbing Company. They've been serving the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex continuously since 1903. I've been doing ads for them now for a couple of years, and I love doing these ads because we were customers of Dallas Plumbing before I ever did an ad. It's kind of neat when you can kind of back into it that way and say, I'm already your customer. This is going to be easy. I like what you have. Now, we had used them because they have the most incredible kitchen and bath showroom. It's at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11,055 855-11055, Plano Road in Dallas. You can avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing by talking to their experts first. They're open Monday through Friday all day and Saturday mornings there at their showroom. I don't have the hours for the showroom, but I believe that's it. Let's talk now, however, about their plumbing, heating, and air conditioning services. If you haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years and you need their services, receive $50 off your first plumbing or air conditioning service call. Dallas Plumbing, they have won the awards, 110 years of legacy service to the North Texas area. They just flat out are the best. Dallas Plumbing Company for heating, air conditioning, and the plumbing. Plumbing, after all. You know their orange and black trucks. Give them a call. It is 214-340-6300. 214-340-6300. DallasPlumbing.com. Back to those old phones, and we go to Ricardo in Waxahachie. How you doing, my friend?
Good morning. Good morning, Neil. How are you? That was such an emotional recording, that young man. It's the one that kind of really grabs you, isn't it?
Isn't that something? And Ricardo, I know that you are very supportive of Serenity High, and I wish you could have been there alongside me when I interviewed him, because he is so joyful about sobriety and about his opportunity at Serenity High. It really is a wonderful
gratitude
thing to see.
Gratitude is the key.
Say
gratitude
it again.
Is the key.
Yeah, gratitude
it is the key.
Yep. Yep. Yeah. Say you're grateful till you believe it, and that's it. You're right. Well, how can I help you today?
Okay, I was here listening to about the roses. Now I have one in particular. I'm growing in a pot that I'm trying to get it to climb up the side of a pergola, and of course it has the long canes and some of the rest of the stuff that's growing around it. What do I do? I mean, does the 50% thing apply with them too, or do
no?
I...
No, it doesn't on climbing roses. Climbing roses, you prune. Pretty much, there are two kinds of climbing roses, Ricardo. Some of them bloom one time in the spring only, and some of them, the modern trend is that they bloom all the time. And the ever-bloomers you could prune during February like you do the ever-blooming bush roses that we have. But the old standard was that you prune climbing roses after they bloom in the spring. And that probably is still the best policy, is do any major pruning you have to do right after they bloom. Because they're going to do most of their blooming. That first spring bloom is going to be on last year's growth, and so you don't want to cut it until after it has a chance to flower. Now, let's say you had a branch, a stem that was just flopping out into nowhere that you don't want. That could certainly be removed at any time, 12 months a year. But as far as major pruning and reshaping, that's done right after the bloom time.
This is a repeater, so...
Okay, if it's a repeater, then you kind of hybridize the answer. You can do a fair amount of pruning in February. You try to not do it more than you have to, and then touch it up all through the year. There's no one major pruning on it like there is on a bush rose. You don't prune them back 50%, certainly.
Okay, well, thank you so very much.
It's a little more vague, and that's the way I've always told people to do it, and that's when I read the instructions from the rosarians. It's still a little vague, you know. It's just you prune them to shape, don't do it all at one time, and okay, that's what I've been saying, and I realize it is a little unclear because there just is no defined way to do that one thing. Some parts of our lives just don't come with instructions.
Oh, tell me about it.
Oh. I love hearing from you, my friend.
Take care. Say
okay.
Hi to everybody.
I will. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, we go to Tony in Northern Arkansas now. That's kind of cool. Tony, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. How are you doing?
I appreciate your call. I'm doing just great. How can I help?
I tell you, I'm always home in Texas whenever I can get you online.
Well, so. Good. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Hey, I planted a raised bed of blueberries. Like you recommend with peat moss and pine bark mulch.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought a little bit of the pine bark mulch to mulch the top of them, but as it turns out, the wife has two large cedar trees, native cedar trees, that she wants me to cut down, and I was going to chip them up. Can I use the chippings from that to mulch the top of those blueberries?
I don't know that I would do that. I don't have a reason not to, but I don't have a – it's kind of like a replay on an NFL game. I don't have a convincing reason that you ought to make a change in what you've been doing. I like what you're doing, and I think I would use pine bark mulch. Cedar introduces the oils out of the cedar and some other variables that I don't really know. They're fine under other plants beneath shrubs, normal shrubs and things, but blueberries just are just a little bit of a specialty, and I don't think I'd monkey with what you're doing.
Okay. Well, I've been getting large deliveries of chippings from Highline companies that trim
Yeah, and that's going to be hardwoods, and those should be fine.
And so I can use the cedar chippings in with those under normal trees and bushes? And
absolutely, yeah, and those will dilute any effect of the cedar anyway. The cedar won't break down as quickly. You know what I would also recommend you do if you listen online is be sure to tune in next Sunday because I'll have Dr. George McKeachum. George Ray is the state fruit and pecan specialist. This will be our 31st year to have him on during Super Bowl Sunday. I just turned the whole program over to that topic because that's his specialty and it isn't mine. And so if you have any specific blueberry questions, he is certainly well-versed in Northeast Texas, which will translate into Arkansas quite well. So he'd be more than happy to help.
All right, great. Thank you very much. And again, I've listened to you for many, many years, and now that I can get you online, I really appreciate being able to get you.
I love it. Thank you so much. How did you find out we were online?
I work sometimes on the weekend, and I don't like the quiet, so I search radio stations.
Good.
And I look for WBAP when I can.
Every Sunday, 8 to 11, and podcasts are available, too. Thank you, Tony. Have a great day. Folks, I need some phone calls. 800-288-WBAP. Call now.